London Live with Mike Stubbs. London's home for news you can use. Now, here's your host, Mike Stubbs.
When people started buying into Apple, Uber, maybe you looked at it and said, yeah, I'm not into things like that. And then you sit back and you wonder, oh, how did they know? How did they know that that was going to take off? Wow. And now look at that. They're set up. This is great. It's almost like we have to wonder when people get the position of governor general. Oh, how did they get that? Wow. Because it's almost like being set up completely for life. We know through a lot of reporting that Julie Payette, who has recently resigned as governor general, will be receiving, well, let's call it a whole lot of dollars to not be the governor general. Now, is this uncommon? Well, if you look back, once you're the governor general, you tend to be taken care of. You get that expense account that keeps on giving, and you get a nice, rosy annual salary as a pension. So in this case, she stepped down. She didn't even go through the proper vetting process in the first place. People left their jobs, would rather not do the job than work for her. And yet, here comes a whole lot of dollars for Julie Payette. Joining us right now is employment labor relations lawyer Howard Levitt. Howard, how are you doing on this Friday?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, I'm trying not to feel irked, because I used to feel irked when I thought about Julie Payette and the situation as Governor General.
Irksome, but she is rather irksome, quite apart from anything else, isn't she?
Yeah, this whole thing is irksome, and I'm trying not to feel irked, but I still do, and I'm afraid to ask this question. Howard, you've done some math on this. What does the now former Governor General stand to receive annually in salary and allowance now that she's left the position? I'm wincing.
Okay, well, let's say if but for her being governor general, she probably has the qualifications to make what, $125,000 a year. She's going to be receiving for the rest of her life with survivor benefits if she has a spouse, $350,000 a year guaranteed, and that may be with inflationary adjustments. So millions of dollars from the taxpayers for this lark of a prime minister.
I tried to wince, and I thought that would settle the blow a little bit. No, this still is like a slap in the face. I'm back to being irked. How come? Okay. Howard, is there a way to explain this?
Yes, it's real simple, actually. The Governor General's Act says so, an act of Parliament. So here's the answer. There is an answer. You don't have to be irked. Parliament passed the Governor General's Act. Parliament could pass an amendment to the Governor General's Act. So don't you think that the opposition, any of the opposition parties, should pass or move an act of Parliament to amend the Governor General's Act, either to delete it entirely or, in her case, not to provide it to her? They can do that, you know. And then we'll leave Trudeau squirming, trying to justify paying her millions of dollars of taxpayer money, despite what she's done.
Now, if they did pass that, would they not hurt past governor general or governors general?
They could pass a piece of legislation depriving her of it, or they could do it for everybody. They could do it however they, or they could only do it for her and future for governor generals. They could do it any way they want. Parliament has absolute authority to do anything. They could just say, in the circumstances of her case, we're going to pass an amendment to the Governor General's Act prohibiting her from receiving the money.
Well, we'll see whether or not that happens. We don't hold out hope, but we know that public office sometimes has its perks. Shouldn't even say sometimes. Public office has its perks. If we were to look at the private sector, we always talk about golden parachutes and things. And we're talking with Howard Levitt, Canada's leading employment and labor relations lawyer, about the Julie Payette situation as we kind of close out the week, and who knows, maybe close out this story so that we don't have to hear about it and continue to be irked and slapped in the face over it. But Howard, if we look at the private sector, there are golden parachutes to have, but how would it differ in this situation?
She had been fired for cause, which she essentially was. She was said, she called it a resignation, but she didn't have any choice. It was a termination at law, and she wouldn't get anything. It would be a termination for cause. She wouldn't get a penny.
Yeah, and that would make people at least feel a little bit better about this, because being fired with cause, how different is that? And this goes to any particular job.
Sure.
None of us are going to ascend to the position of governor general one day, but let's say that we're talking about our own job. If you're fired for cause, what does that mean?
It means you don't get a penny. It means there's serious misconduct, like in her case, and therefore you're not entitled to any wrongful dismissal damages.
Now, how much arguing goes on over what is justifiable cause and what is not?
Well, if she behaved the way she did in a position requiring comportment and decorum, there is no question that would be cause for discharge. If somebody was a bit of an abusive employer, and let's assume they were, in a mechanic shop or somewhere that's a little more rough and tumble, unless they received warnings of discharge first, it would not be cause for discharge. But the very position here is antithetical to her behavior. And the higher you up are the hierarchy, the more you have to behave appropriately for there not to be cause. In other words, it's easier to find cause for senior executives than for junior employees.
Interesting. And in this case, it's not like we've got one person coming forward. It's not like we have two people coming forward. We've got reports of tens
Everybody.
Of people involved.
Almost everybody came forward with the same account. Now, I would really love to hear her side of the story. They had to have interviewed her, but somehow or other, that didn't come out. Did she refuse to talk? Did she have nothing to say? That part of the story has not come out yet.
It's one of those things that I think helps you in public office, again, where if it's not going to sound good, just don't say it. Just go away. Just don't talk, and then people can't judge what did or did not happen. But, yeah, I think we would all love that.
We're all judging.
And that's just it. Would you want to be judged? I mean, you can look right now, and that's a great example, because the guy who heads up Robinhood, in amongst all of this stuff that's going on in the stock market, actually has come out and spoken to a couple of different major media outlets in the United States, and he hasn't really looked good in any of those interviews, because what they did was they kind of put stops on certain stocks that could be bought. They could still be sold, but they couldn't be bought. And it kind of looks like, hey, you know, one of these big hedge funds that happens to actually own part of your company, they may have told you to do this. And he hasn't looked good in any of them. But at least he has come out and said, okay, ask me the questions. I will tell you my side, and then you can decide from there. I think she owes that to Canadians. You owe that in public office.
You know, even if it's spiff and BS, what if she came out and said, you know what? These are a coddled group of civil servants in Ottawa. They never had to work hard. I tried to work them hard, and they didn't like it, so they all ganged up on me. And people would think, oh, I wonder if that's what happened. And at least, even if it's not true, at least it would be a story that might sway public opinion somewhat. But to say nothing, she's just getting annihilated.
That's it. And we're going to continue to feel the same way that we do about Julie Payette for the rest of our lives, because nothing is there to make us say anything different. No, it's a great point. Well, Howard, it is...
What I do some of the time, I do crisis management for employers and sometimes executives, and giving them advice on how to deal with things like that. It doesn't sound like she's had any training at all or coaching at all.
Well, she didn't go through the vetting process, and I don't think the position is overly difficult. It seems to involve picking out curtains and carpet a lot of the time.
Ribbon
cutting and smiling and waving and those sorts of things. So
she didn't do any of that. She avoided functions.
No, exactly.
Security team. I mean, she ran over and killed a pedestrian in her earlier life. She was charged, not convicted, but charged with second-degree assault in Maryland. I mean, she's got a terrible background for lieutenant governor.
And somehow this stuff didn't come out, and the vetting process was skipped, and, well, maybe the Privy Council will be busier in the future. Howard, thanks for the discussion about this.
A lot of lawsuits. A lot of other employees can now come and sue them.
And that opens up what? That opens up the government to paying out money, and that money comes from, you guessed it, taxpayer dollars. Howard, I at least with the way that we've been able to talk about this, I feel less slapped in the face. I still don't feel happy. I still feel irked. I think everybody should feel irked over this. And maybe, just maybe, we do see government step up and make a change that at least takes her out of the equation, because fired for cause, as you just outlined, is a whole lot different than, you know, your job being eliminated or any other things that can happen to put an end to it. Yes. Have a great weekend and keep safe.
You too. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's Howard Levitt, employment and labor relations lawyer, as we look at the fact that as Howard adds it up, Julie Payette will receive up to $350,000 annually for not doing the job the way that you would hope the job would be done. Let's take a break. We've got a lot more still to come. We're still unpacking the travel restrictions that have been announced.